As we continue discussing the halacha of mevazbez al yivazbez yosim mechaimish, Rashi here at the beginning of Asugya, the very maskal hamavazbez, says that the Gemara here is referring to mitzvah tzedaka. And when it comes to mitzvah tzedaka, as we've been discussing, one should spend 20%. The Rosh says that this halacha is not limited to Hilchus Tzedakah, but this halacha also is included how much one should spend for a mitzvah. And in fact, if we look in the words of the Rambam that we quoted in our previous year, the Rambam says, El kol ha-mefazer memoina b'mitzvahs, al yufazer yois mechaymish. So Rambam says that one shouldn't spend more than 20% on a mitzvah. And if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Simen Tov Reish Nun Vav, so too does the Ramah say. The Ramah says, Umish Enoi Esrik, Oshar Mitzvah Averis, if somebody doesn't have an Esrik or any other mitzvah that he needs to spend, Ain't Tzarech Levazbis Ala Hoin Rav, a person shouldn't spend a tremendous amount of money yet, or Kamosh Amru, and as Chazal taught us, hama vazbez ayi vazbez yois mechaymish. A person shouldn't spend more than a chaymish, a filu mitzvah iveris. Even on a mitzvah that if he doesn't spend the money now, he won't have an opportunity to do the mitzvah at another time. But continues the Ramah, v'dafka mitzvah asay. This is only referring to mitzvah asay. But when it comes to lois asay, yitain kol memoinei kodim shiyavar. A person should spend all of his money in order to avoid being to be over an Aveira. Because, and as the Mr. Bruce says, even if he'll have to at the end collect money for stock up, it doesn't make a difference. When it comes to doing an Aveira, a person is not allowed to do an Aveira under any circumstance. And I saw a beautiful verse from the original Rebbe. If we look in the Parashas Krishma, in the first parasha of Parashas Krishma, it says, B'chol v'avcha b'chol nafshecha ma'idecha. Parashas Shniya, it says, Parashas V'ayim Shmaya, it says, B'chol v'avchem v'chol nafshechem. It doesn't say, B'chol ma'idchem. So he explains that the first parasha is talking about Ol Malchus Shemayim. Ol Malchus Shemayim, included in Ol Malchus Shemayim, is that a person shouldn't do an Aveira. And as we just said, when it comes to not doing an Aveira, a person has to spend all of his money not to do an Aveira. That's what the Pasuk says, B'chol Moitcha. Spend all your money, but don't do an Aveira under any circumstances, Chas V'Shalom. The second parasha, however, is referring to all mitzvahs. When we're speaking about all mitzvahs, there, as we're learning now in the Ramah, one only has to spend up to 20%. And therefore, the Torah doesn't say there, B'chol Moitcha, spend all of your money. Because you need not spend all your money to do a mitzvah. You only have to spend up to 20%. The Mishnah Berurah, in the Bir Halacha, asks a question. He asks that we find that Reb Gamliel was once traveling on a boat, and he spent a tremendous amount of money, elef zuz, on a mitzvah. So his question is, here we're saying that you shouldn't spend more than 20% on your mitzvah. And there we see that he spent that much. So first he wants to go into a discussion that everything has a price dependent on supply and demand. And when one is in a boat, he doesn't have any other esrig available to him. And since he has no other esrig available for him, that's the price of an esrig. And since that becomes the price of an esrig, then he's spending what it's worth, even though it's such a tremendous amount of money. Then he wants to say that there's a difference between Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel was a very wealthy person, and since he was a very wealthy person, he was allowed to spend that kind of money on buying the Esrik. Rabbi Moshe has a tshuva, a very interesting tshuva, where he discusses this entire concept. It's in Orach Chaim, Chelik Hei, Simen Mem Aleph, where here the Rama says that that you should not spend on a mitzvah more than 20%, and the Gemara Masechta Kedushin says that if somebody only has hay sloim, his entire amount that he has is hay sloim, he still should use those hay sloim for pidyon haben. So certainly more than 20%. So the question is, how can we reconcile these two Gemaras? So Rav Moshe says a very interesting mahalach. Rav Moshe says that where we have a mitzvah, that spending money is not an essential part of the fulfillment of the mitzvah, like an esrig. An esrig, the Torah doesn't tell us anywhere that one is obligated to spend money on esrig. The Torah says you have to take an esrig. So the spending money is not part of the mitzvah. So there, the Torah tells us, the halacha tells us how much one has to spend on the mitzvah. Up to 20% of what he has. However, where the mitzvah is spending money, the mitzvah pinyan aben is giving hay sloim to the kohen. That's the mitzvah. And therefore, since that's the mitzvah, the halacha is you have to give whatever you have to enable to be able to fulfill a mitzvah. And that's how he explains that the Gemara says that when it came to Aliyah L'Regel, a person also had to spend whatever he could to be Aliyah L'Regel. Again, we have the same question. Why shouldn't the person spend only 20%? So he says the same verse. Because being Aliyah L'Regel doesn't require spending. The Torah doesn't tell us we have to spend money to be Aliyah L'Regel. The Torah says that a person should be Aliyah L'Regel. That's not like Pidyon HaBen. And that's why you can't compare the mitzvah Pidyon HaBen to other mitzvahs. You can't compare Pidyon HaBen to other mitzvahs. And by Pidyon HaBen, you have to spend all the money you have in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. The Pesach Tshuva in Yerudeya, Simen Kuf Nun Zayin, Sif Katan Dalet, quotes the Sefer Mishnas Chachamim that has the following Shaila, that we're saying now that in order to fulfill a mitzvah, a person doesn't have to spend more than 20%. What does that mean? Does that mean in a situation where somebody doesn't want me to do a mitzvah, and the only way I'll be able to do the mitzvah is by paying this person, is that the halacha that I should give him up to 20% in order to fulfill a mitzvah? But if it's a situation where I'm going to spend the money to do a mitzvah, it could be, says the Pesach Tshuva, that there you should spend whatever, that's not what the Rama meant, and there you should spend whatever you can in order to fulfill a mitzvah. So even though, as we've been discussing, the halacha is that somebody should spend up to 20%, not more, hamavazbis, ayivazbis, yoysim chaymish, there are a number of situations that the Pesach can point out where a person is allowed to give more than 20%. One is, a person is giving more than 20% for Kaparas Avonis. If somebody's giving more than 20% because he did an Aveira, and this is how he wants to have Kaparas Avonis, the Paiskim all quote a very famous Igeres HaTshuva from the Baal HaTanya, where the Baal HaTanya says that under those circumstances, you could give as much as you can. There is no shear. And the B'nai Yisachar in the Sefer Agra, the Parka, quotes that letter from the Baal HaTanya, and he says as follows. He says that when Klal Yisrael passed the Yarden and they accepted Arevas, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh, the halacha is that they were obligated to each other, not for each, they were responsible for each other, even by Averis that weren't, that were Nestaris. And that's why, at that point, since I'm responsible for someone else, even for Averis that I don't know, that's why I have to give as much as I can for Tzedakah. Because this person did an Avera, I'm responsible, and I don't know, and the only way I can have a kapara is that I should give on his behalf. That's that I should give tzedakah to have kapara savonis. Continues the B'nai Yisachar explaining that when they came to Yavna towards the time of the Churban HaBayis, they were mevatel that obligation. How could I be obligated for somebody who did an Aveira and I don't even know he did the Aveira? So says the B'nai Yisachar, our Gemara is very geschmack. Usha came after Klal Yisrael came to Yavna. Once Klal Yisrael came to Yavna, they didn't have that level of responsibility. So I'm not obligated to give 20% I'm not obligated to give tzedakah for averus that somebody else did. But for averus that I did, that I'm obligated to give. And that's why the halacha remains that for averus that a person himself did, that for averus the person himself did, for kaparas avoinus, he should give even more than 20%. The Sefer Havas Chesed, from the Chofetz Chaim, who we quoted in the previously, says that the obligation of the 20% rule is only when I'm giving the money away. But when somebody is giving, when he's not giving the money away, but rather what's happening is he's giving the money as a loan, then the halach of 20% doesn't apply. The Shita in our sugya says that this halach of 20% is not when it comes to supporting somebody who's learning. When it comes to supporting somebody who's learning, he brings rayas. We see that Kalba Savua, a Gemara that we have later in our Masechta, gave Rabbi Kiva half of everything that he owned. Why? Because when it comes to support somebody who's learning, you could give even more than 20%. And the reason why Hachzokas Torah is different, so the Chavos Chesed explains here in Perek Chof, because it's not giving tzedakah. When it comes to giving tzedakah, so I'm giving away money. When I'm being Machzik Torah, it's a partnership. Ramosha in the Tshuva in Yerudea, Chelek Dalid, Simon Lamed Vav, has a very long discussion about this concept of Yisachar V'Zvulun. And he indeed says that this that we're quoting now is that there's a 20% halacha is when you have Yisachar Zvulun, but Ramosha says it has to be specifically Yisachar Zvulun relationship. Because it's a Yisachar Zvulun relationship, so it's not, it's a partnership. And a partnership, we can make any conditions that we learned. And it's considered, Ramosha says, when we have a Yisachar Zvulun relationship, it's considered as if we're when we have this type of relationship, it's considered like, oh, I'm learning. So I'm not giving away money. I'm keeping the money for myself. In fact, the Medrash Tanchuma says, Ru kama chaviva kriyas ha-Torah lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki yesh chiyav ba-odam, says the Medrash Tanchuma, losseis kama moinai. A person should give away all of his money, lilma Torah la-atzmai u-labonav. And in fact, the Evan Ezra in Sefer Mishlei on the pasuk Reishis Chachma Knei Chachma explains B'mitzas Hoincha. If you could spend some of your money to learn Torah and keep some money for yourself, great. V'mlav V'mloy Tuch L'data. If there's no other way that you can learn Torah unless you spend 10 Kol Hoincha, then you should spend all of your money. And there's another raya, the Gemara Masech the Yuma, that Flamen Hei Amid Beis, that the Gemara says that Hillel HaZaken would earn every day one topic. Half of it he would give to the Shomer of the Beis HaMedrash, and half of it he would give away for his family. So he gave away 50%. Why did he give away 50%? Because when it comes to learning Torah, there is no limit of 20%.